Every superhero has an origin story. And I think what makes superheroes so attractive in modern pop culture, and even before that, is the fact that there's always a story talking about the humble beginnings of a superhero. Where they came from, how they came to be, how they became inspired to be inspiring to others. And as I share my origin story, I'm not saying that I'm a superhero by any stretch, but rather what I'm suggesting is that there is a superhero in all of us. We each have our own origin story, and though you might say to yourself, well, I'm not any kind of superhero by any stretch, well, maybe the question is, I'm not a superhero, or not so much a question, but so much a statement, suggest you to finish with saying, I'm not a superhero yet. Your origin story is already there. It's maybe a function of finally becoming inspired as a result of your origin story to become the superhero that is within all of us, which is what I truly believe. And how I became obsessed with the human condition and wanting to help people untether from paradigms of reality or versions of themselves that don't really serve them in their adult life so that they can create a more prosperous life. We'd have to go back as far back as junior high when I was on the fringe of, and so many of my fellow students were on the fringe of puberty, right? Where prior to junior high, we all seemed to be friends, you know, in grade school, and I thought everybody was friends with me. And then we get into junior high, and then the social structure and the cliques started to develop. And me being a little bit slow to develop and slow to come to, you know, to grow into that new paradigm of what it means to be a student in junior high, I felt like I was kind of like the last kid to be picked, and then ended up with a motley crew of friends that really didn't have any rhyme or reason to be together aside from the fact that we were kind of a bunch of strange misfits. And so in an effort to continue to maintain friendships with people that I thought were my friends in grade school, and we probably were, I started becoming blaringly real that or apparent that I was not liked anymore by a lot of people, and also that I just didn't quite connect with them as well anymore. Now, I could have blamed them, I think, and maybe I did, but I don't think I did. What ended up happening was it got to a point where I felt like there was something wrong with me. What was wrong with me? Why couldn't I stay friends with these people that had been friends for, you know, the earlier part of my life? And it came to a head where I basically ended up, you know, just being kind of like absorbed in my own little world of just simply trying to survive and figure out what was wrong with me. And because I was first generation here, my parents originally from Taiwan, there was not a lot of discussion, nor did it feel safe to have an open forum discussion because our culture, being Chinese, was very academic but as the focus, and anything beyond academia was considered a waste of time. And so didn't really have a chance to really share this with anybody. My sister, on the other hand, had a totally different experience. As far as I know, anyway, she had a lot of friends, and they were very close for a very long time. But anyway, I digress. My origin story then basically got to a point where there was one day in one of my classes, the teacher was passing out a sheet that basically had different topics that we were supposed to do a report on and then present about. And when it got to me, I saw on the list that there was a topic called mesmerism/hypnosis. And I was like, oh, well, that seems interesting, because all I knew about hypnosis back then was that it was some kind of a cool thing that you see in Vegas or on TV, is where people then get hypnotized to do things against their will. And that was so far off, because when I decided to do a report on that and I dove in and learned about Mesmer himself, which is who mesmerism is named after, and all the different components of what hypnosis was truly about, which was really about healing in the very beginnings of what hypnosis and mesmerism was all about, which then evolved into what we know today as hypnotherapy. What that opened the door for me was not as a thinking back then even that, oh, I get to help people, or I get to save people, or I get to help people get better, okay, or become untethered or prosperous. No, it was not even that like that at all. what it opened up the door for me was to the secrets, or kind of like the power behind the subconscious or unconscious mind, however you want to talk about it. And the first thought that came to me as I was preparing for this report was like, oh my God, here's an opportunity to fix myself, because I thought I was broken. And maybe I was, but the reality is I don't believe that anybody's ever broken, just misunderstood or unoptimized, at least in the work that I've been doing over the last 2-3 decades. So as I dove deeper to understand that, I realized that the power behind the unconscious mind is really what's responsible for most of what we as human beings do on a daily basis, our decision-making process, our emotional expression, how we interpret and store and archive information, our strategies and belief systems, everything that we process and access in order to navigate life as we know it is primarily handled by the unconscious mind. And so from that journey, after the report was done anyway, I continued to explore self-hypnosis as a way to self-help and fix myself. And, you know, the thing about doing that in junior high is that it actually doesn't make things better in that awkward time of life where everybody's just trying to fit in. It actually made me stand out more. I started speaking erratically. Well, not erratically, but speaking in a way that wasn't exactly how normal junior high kids would speak. I would try to communicate thinking that, hey, the unconscious mind is the best way to communicate with another unconscious mind. So we bypass the conscious mind, which is the critical factor, so that we can have true, authentic communication. Nope, my fellow students and friends in junior high wasn't having any of that. So it actually made my social position even more awkward. But the benefit was that I realized I could take full responsibility of how I was going to interpret things. Instead of seeing it as something wrong with me, I just went on to continue to dive deeper into understanding more of myself as I, you know, relate to the rest of the world. Fast forward to high school, then college and beyond. It wasn't until after I got out of school that I started to enjoy some of the benefits of having been so exposed to the early forms of personal development, personal growth, and understanding mindset and deep unconscious work. How it benefited me was that I came into the adult world with an even profounder understanding of what it meant to build rapport, how to build rapport, how to build deeper connections, how to truly communicate with someone. And so I became really good at sales. And then despite not going to business school, because I graduated with computer science and engineering from UCLA, I ended up becoming, as people would see it from the outside in, oh, he's just a natural entrepreneur, natural businessman, a natural salesperson. But I knew the true secrets. I knew the origin of where that came from. That came from my obsession with wanting to fix myself and fit in, failing at that, but just becoming so interested in the human condition as a whole that it started to take me to where I am today. So that would be kind of my origin story of how I now have become what people or my clients have referred to me as a human optimization specialist because of my journey of trying to just simply fit in and figure me out. And now I'm able to do so with a level of expertise and precision that had I not gone through what I went through from as early on as junior high, I think part of why I so enjoy what I do and have been able to create some of the amazing results in this career as a human optimization specialist, that a lot of that stems from the benefit of having started so early.